Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Everyone, it's your host, Belinda Ellsworth from Work From Your Happy Place, and I'm here with your Tuesday tip. Now, last week, we began a series of the 5 D's of success, and we are in part 2 of that series. If you did not catch the first part of that series, which was 1 week ago, then I highly recommend that you take the time, go back and listen to that, because these all really do fit together in a complete system. We call these the 5 D's of success because these are words that start with the letter D in your success journey. Now, last week, I talked about being in front of a live audience and saying, what do you think the most important D words are? Or throw me out some successful D words. And always, hands down, the first two things that people shout out are determination and desire. Now, a lot of people think that it takes desire in order to be successful. And desire certainly is important, but it doesn't come first. Making a decision comes first. Now, when you make that decision, though, what? You become excited, which brings us to number 2 in this series, which is desire. Once you've made that clear-cut decision, the desire begins to grow and bubble inside of you. And then you begin to tell others about your decision. Oh, I'm so excited. I've left my job. I've got a new job over at such and such. It's going to be so great. You know, we just moved and we're moving into this new neighborhood and we're getting a new house and we're really excited. I just took a new job. We're starting a family, whatever the case may be. It's when you make that clear-cut decision, you're pretty excited. But the next thing that you will do is move into action. And I want you to think about that. When you make that decision, you move into action. So typically you will tell other people. And you know what is great about telling other people is you've really got a nice support system, usually with your friends, family. And if you're really smart, you'll tell the people that are likely to be really supportive of you and be an encourager of you. This is helpful. Don't be afraid that you're going to fail or you don't want anybody to know, because in doing that, you hold back from allowing people to support you and encourage you. As they do that, that desire is going to grow more and more. And as you move into action, you will start to see your decision come to fruition. You will start to see it really happen right before your eyes. And the more that that gets closer and starts to happen, the more excited that you get. And the more excited that you get, the more you attract people to you. People want to be around enthusiastic people. That's all there is to it. In fact, I often say that enthusiasm is one of the greatest ingredients of success. Because your sheer enthusiasm, even over knowledge, your passion can really attract people to you. So remember, the second D in this whole process is desire. And let that desire out. You know, one of the things that people have said to me over the years is, you know, Belinda, I'm just not like you. You're just so outgoing and I'm a lot more shy. And it's just a lot more difficult for me to really show my excitement or my enthusiasm. And I'm like, you know what? I wasn't always this way, but I practiced. When I was making sales calls and I would get a successful day, I would jump up and down, sometimes play music in my house. Sometimes I would slide all the way down the hallway on my wood floor and do a good shout out. I used to have the people in my staff when we would get a big booking or convention, I would put on music and make everybody get up and do a happy dance, because the more that you practice that in kind of the privacy of your own home, the more likely you are to be energetic when you are out in public. So you have to practice that. You know, many of us are sort of introverts in many ways. Even the extroverts are introverts in the way that they think. And so it's really important, the more that you practice that, the better you are going to get at letting that desire out. So the second D is desire. Join us next week when we talk about the third D in this process, which is really a very important one. Don't miss it.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.